My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man,
happy Monday. We got a lot to get to today, guys. We finally have heard from our newest Falcons, Judon and Simmons. Had a chance to speak to the media today, and we will talk about that. But literally, as we were in our intro, news just came down from our Atlanta Braves, Mike, that Austin Riley underwent an MRI today and is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks.
I mean, you couldn't make up a worse scenario. It couldn't be better. A worse scenario, Carl, for the Braves. This is the definition of snake pit, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, you literally get Money Harris comes back with a grand slam into McCovey Cove, and like a few days later, you lose Austin Riley for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, if you missed it.
That's unacceptable.
It is. I mean, Snit, this is so frustrating. Now, they're off today. We've got plenty of time today to chop up what happened on the road trip. But the bottom line is everybody was holding their breath with this right injury or this wrist injury to his right hand. And we were all kind of like, okay, they get back to the A tomorrow, which was today, MRI, hopefully it'll be negative. And Snit was talking about x-rays yesterday and all this stuff. And now he's done. Playoffs start in 6 to 8 weeks, which means if, in fact, we are able to hold on and find a way in, Mike, we may or may not have Riley for that potential first series.
Yeah, if the season ended today, it'd be a shorter season. We would take on Milwaukee. We would be the 6th seed. They would be the 3 seed. Philly and the Dodgers are battling for 1 and 2. So we would be at Milwaukee in a best of 3.
All right.
So, I mean, with Fried on his game, you know, with Ronaldo Lopez coming back, but certainly Chris Sale would be the number one office. Chris Sale is your GOAT, and he's the guy you're going to go to. But, you know, you still like your chances. I mean, But some years it just ain't your year. You know, there's just some years, Carl, the injuries are just too much to overcome.
And I think this is the situation for us.
Right.
I just do.
And I don't think that's a loser mentality. I think it's just being factual.
No, the timing of these injuries. I mean, Riley was, I mean, he's coming on. I mean, right. Again, he's third on the team in home runs. I get it. But the fact is, that's a guy we need if you're going to try to get there. Either way, that news just coming down. So we wanted to hit you with that. First and foremost, man, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great, man. Had a good time. I actually played some really good golf. You know what I found out the key to good golf is?
What's that, drinking?
Warming up. Not just coming in on two wheels and be like, okay, grip and rip. Two off the tee. Okay, give me another one.
Yeah.
So I actually put the work in and actually had a good round. And then yesterday I was hanging out with our boy Steve Holman down at a great little sports bar in Noonan, Art and Jake's, and ran into a bunch of listeners. I got the obligatory, yo, man, where's Carl? I go, you realize that Carl lives 40 miles north of here. You know? I go, we are not Bert and Ernie. We do not sleep in twin beds. No, but anyway, ran into a bunch of dudes, and a shout out to a couple of guys that really do love the show, Carl. And we, again, as you say, without you, there is no us. My man Orlando has been listening to us since day one.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Orlando. Appreciate it. Glad you had a great weekend. We did, as Coy is listening, the chef for the Falcons, we did cook those steaks. They're out there on social media. I think Mike did his Friday. Yep. I did mine Sunday. And matter of fact, after he got off the grill, I devoured it and totally forgot to post the pictures of what it looked like once I cut into that thing. So right. I put it out there this morning. But, man, hope you guys had a great weekend as well. Listen, we got a lot to chop up. And it starts with our Falcons. Matthew Judon said something today that we have not heard, I think, from anybody, maybe ever, but certainly in the last 10 years. And that is a guy that goes to a new team who's due a new deal, or we know right. that he wants one, and he doesn't force the issue. And I just want Falcon fans to understand this. Judon and Simmons are coming in, and they're saying all the right things. Mm. They want to be here, hint, hint, Atlanta.
Right.
They think the team is hungry. They think the team is talented. They think the team is good. They think the coaches are good. This isn't, well, you know, they are saying all the right things. And Mike, today, Judon said this to the media. The Falcons know nothing about me as a football player or as a man. They know my previous resume, but I can't really demand or ask for anything I haven't worked for. So I'm going to work for it. I don't know if I've ever heard that, Mike, from a guy who is due probably a deal, has been frustrated with this situation from where he came from, comes in and goes, I'm going to a new team, but guess what? I got to work for it.
And I thought there may be a sticking point here. Maybe they have to put a little bit of a sweetener in there, maybe some kind of signing bonus or something to get him, you know, feeling warm and fuzzy about the Falcons. But as I just tweeted, in this day and age, you hear that from a professional athlete, no sense of entitlement, knowing how it went sideways with the Patriots, knowing that he's coming off an injury. He knows that couldn't get the deal done there, but he's coming in here highly motivated. I love it. And I love what I heard from Simmons as well. Justin Simmons saying this was the perfect opportunity. This is just what he and his agent were looking for. They wanted a team that was going somewhere. And these guys believe this Falcon team is going places.
404-726-0929. You can text us as always. Follow us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I mean, I put him up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And always follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Guys, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Judon went on to say that I'm just going to go out there and play with reckless abandon. The mission is to go out and destroy everything out there. Love it. This, Mike, how many years have I said I need somebody to walk into the locker room and go, I'll kill everybody in here.
Right.
That's what I need.
Exactamundo, this is good stuff, guys. This is the kind of stuff every NFL team has to have. Now, I know they're not as big as Legion of Boom, but, man, we got ball-hawking safeties. It got attitude and edge. I mean, Jesse Bates is a consummate professional. You're getting that from Simmons at his introductory press conference. Judon, just, as we said, you know, just being contrite and humble yourself, you know, ready to go to work and knowing that he's super motivated to go get paid somewhere else, if not here. I love it.
The mission, this is his quote, the mission is to go out and destroy everything out there. That's what I need.
I'm a heat-seeking missile, and I'm looking to destroy the NFC South. I need to say that. But no, I mean, look, I know that we got giddy last week when the news dropped first about Judon and then Simmons. I think there's reason to be giddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you should be excited about this team. We'll get into why, you know, the preseason is what it is and why they didn't play Panics Jr., which upset a lot of Falcon fans over the weekend.
Sure.
Making at least our portion of preseason football unwatchable, if we're honest.
It was.
But the other stuff is great.
Another quote from Judon. I'm just eating all this up. Stukes and Bell. I love this. Rarely when you ask a guy, oh, so what are your goals for this season? And guys come back and they go, well, I don't want to go that far. I just want to play well. Judon, I want to break the record for sacks. That's it. I'm not clowning around. I'm not here hemming and hawing. I want to break the record for sacks. But sometimes, he says, you get double teamed. So you build on that, and hopefully somebody else gets a one-on-one. But I'm not telling you I'm here for, you know, dinner. I'm here to break the sack record. That's what I want to do. Go in, Mike, with the goal, and don't be afraid to state it.
I love it. Then he added, which I thought was great, Carl, destroy your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of Saints fans. I like that. I think that's a great – no, he didn't say that last part. But I love this attitude and the edge. And as we said – Conan, what is good? But no, this is where we should be living,
yes,
guys. You know, not like, well, if Dean Pease's Ben don't break defense, or if Nielsen can get the most out of, this is where we got guys that are here to do the job. They can
kill
do the
quarterback.
Job.
Yes,
thank you.
Hit the tight end so hard his girlfriend dies. Kill everybody.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you gotta have.
That's what I need on this football team.
Yes.
All right. Here's the thing too, and we got to say this. This is a guy that's done it. And when you've done it, you're not afraid to say it.
Nope.
This is the difference between when you draft some.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Somebody, and you say, I wish and I hope they are good, right? A lot of wishes and hopes versus, I've done this. I know what I'm doing. I'm not afraid to say it. It's like me saying, oh, I don't know if I'd be successful anywhere else. Let me tell you something. I'm not afraid to tell you that I would be. It's just that simple. Mike, I love the attitude and the focus and what he's coming in here saying, and I guarantee you guys, that's going to energize that locker room.
Look, and this is a town, we guys don't have to tell you guys, you want to win, but you want swagger. You want attitude and edge. You want some style points. And this is, guys, what we said, saying the kind of stuff you want to hear, the stuff you would hear from Seattle back in the day, or you would hear from the Chiefs right now. That's what you want to hear. But again, it's not just empty talk. It's like when Ray Edwards was signed here back in the day and then quit midseason. This guy has got something to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. Not so much that he's a toxic player. He just told you, Falcons don't owe me anything. I'm under contract. Let's go. I love it.
All right. If you're just joining us again, the unfortunate news, not Falcon related, but Braves. Mm. Braves are off today. Philly's coming in tomorrow, guys. It's a big series. And Austin Riley now is going to miss approximately, again, 6 to 8 weeks. Hope it's closer to six than eight. But the MRI revealed a right hand fracture. He got hit in the game yesterday. That's when everybody started losing it. The Braves find a way to win, but we lose again when it comes to losing one of our key members. So right. Braves are going to have to try to overcome that. Boy, Snit this year. Imagine what Snit like. Snit sitting in his office like, another one?
I mean, again, this is just, again, beyond the pale. I can't remember a Braves team going through something like this. Now, if you guys could go back to 18, the Falcons went through the same stuff on defense.
Lost everybody.
And just, you know, just got just whittled away to where you couldn't do it, and the offense was really good that year. So, look, you still got some great pitching. Pitching wins in the playoffs because the Braves always seem to get shut down by good pitching when they don't go far. So you can always hope. But, man, Austin Riley is one of the guys that's sort of been the constant. You know, he's certainly, like everybody on the Braves, he's had a dip, but he's certainly been on fire the last 3 months. That sucks.
This is Judon right here. He ain't never scared. Falcon fans, if you're not getting hyped, I'm telling you guys, man, a dude that's playing with purpose is a dangerous player, period.
You know what? In honor of Bone Crusher, I think we need to have him with his shirt off back at halftime. Let's take it back to 04. What are you, just, you feel me on this, Oren? We got Simmons. We got this. I'm telling you, man, Judon, let's get it. Let's get this crowd hyped.
Bone Crusher like Luda just kind of
come down from the
roof.
Yeah. He's going to need a big harness. Big harness.
Well, all right. That is a load-bearing structure. We know that. Quarter of a billion-dollar roof.
Coming up, Mike said it. He didn't play. And you want to know why? We'll tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Comments from Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons, the two newest Falcons. And Mike, today was the first day we got a chance to hear from them. So
we're
going to let you hear some of these sound bites along the way. But Judon basically saying that he's not going to force the issue with the new deal, man. And you know, if you are a Falcon fan, this was the only concern. And he's basically saying, I'm going to earn it. I'll work for it.
Right.
But you thought, Mike and I both thought, okay, at some point, you know, they're going to do something here. And it doesn't sound like it. So they will inherit the money that he's already owed.
Right.
And let's go.
Yeah. I know that we talked, I think it was Wednesday, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, provocateur, was saying, you know, he can not show up for his physical and stiff. No, he's a team player. He just wants to get the hell out of New England. And so, which a lot of guys maybe feel that same way. So you're getting a proven pro. Now, yeah, he's coming off an injury, but I guess to some of our audience, he's not the household name, but he should be. He's a top 10 pass rusher in this league, so get to know him. Tough because the Patriots haven't done jack squat, like kind of like us the last couple of years.
No doubt about it. So let's talk about our preseason game over the weekend. And Mike said it, somewhat unwatchable, not because we don't love the team, but you didn't have any of your stars. And the guy that you wanted to see on Saturday afternoon was Michael Penix. And we didn't see him. And Mike, apparently we're not going to see him in this third preseason game either. Falcons lose 13-12. I've told you, it's not about the wins and losses, it's about the work. Okay, so there were some guys that had good games. We'll get to that. But what do you make of this not playing Penix and only having, what, 12, 11 snaps total during the preseason?
I don't understand it. I think they're doing a disservice to the young man. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, I like Coach Ra. I understand. We understand why you're not going to see Bijan, why you're not going to see the other skill position guys, why you're never going to see Kirk Cousins. We all got that. But why can't you put Penix Jr. out there? I mean, especially for some Falcon fans, you've seen Bo Nix looking like a world beater, Caleb Williams, some good and some bad and some amazing, you know, which is kind of like maybe that's what his career is going to be. Jaden Daniels looks great. And you hadn't seen Penix Jr. say for like, you know, a very, you know, limited amount of snaps in that first game. I don't like it. I wanted to see Penix as much as I can. I want to, you know, get this guy up to game speed. For heaven forbid, he's got to go. You know, so I don't like it. I think they've done the man a disservice, my brother.
Yeah, I wasn't home for the first half of this game, and I got a text message from a friend who said, why, in capital letters, are they not playing Penix? And I said, you know, I'll have to see. And then we heard from Coach Ra over the weekend after this game. We're going to play a little bit of this for you later on as Dave Archer had a chance to catch up with him after the game. But you know, he said, look, we've seen enough. Now, there's two sides of this, right? I'm with Mike. I don't like it because we've lived this already.
Right.
God forbid if something happens, Kirk, something happens, I need him to be game ready. The only way you do that is to play and get ready in the preseason, especially for a rookie. So we've lived this. So I don't like it either. But the other side of this is we've been at all these practices, and we've told you he's looked pretty good.
Right.
And they feel good about him. And if you don't want to risk it, then you don't risk it. And that's kind of where I think they are, Mike, with this whole situation. But it doesn't mean that we don't have to agree with the decision, because I don't.
Look, they've got their motivation. I mean, last year it is apples to oranges in the sense that Ritter needed everything. He needed all the help he could get and all the reps, all the different looks. And I think Arthur really did him a disservice, to use that phrase again on his case. But this one, I don't get it. I mean, yeah, you feel that, you know, Penix needs a pocket to do his thing. He's not the most mobile guy, but he's shown the ability to move. I mean, you feel that's what, that second string offensive line can't protect him? I don't buy that. I mean, give him some real world experience, Carl, in an NFL stadium. And I don't understand why you wouldn't. And hopefully he won't be called on, so we don't have to worry and argue about this. But if he is, maybe you needed some more reps.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. One other question for me. I know that the offense and defense had a variety of guys that maybe weren't used to playing with each other. But protection on field goals doesn't change. And our field goal kicker has one job. Now, we love Koo. Koo! We love him. But how does he miss three kicks in this game, and you're going to tell me you're not concerned about it? The field goal team technically, Mike, doesn't change. You're protecting right. Everybody. Take your step in. We're going to block. He kicks the ball. He missed three?
Yeah, and was pushing everything left. You know, I know we're outdoors, but still he's shown the ability to be one of the best. You know, he's a top five kicker. He's been a Pro Bowl kicker. So, you know, and the thing about kickers, it's like a tire on your car. It's good until it isn't, until you run over a nail and all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. And you've seen it because we've all seen this. Some kickers, you know, go sideways and some just have a little bit of a wobble and he gets right back and he's fine. So now we're all going to be watching to see what Koo does against the Jaguars when he's, because we're all going to be doing that game is kicking field goals anyway.
Rob, I want him to kick six in that game. I need to feel good about this.
I mean, he hits a 54-yarder and then he misses everything else. So it's okay, very strange. 4 for 7 in the preseason.
Can we be honest about practice? He's kicked some in practice. Some have not gone. We've dismissed it because, well, it didn't count.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player. We're in here talking about practice.
We dismissed it because, well, it didn't count. Or, you know what, this is a drill for the offense.
Right.
I'm just telling you guys. You want to keep it real? I'm telling you.
And so, we're talking about practice,
when
man.
He missed him on Saturday, I was like, oh, hell no. Here we go. Now we're going to be talking about Young Wei Koo missing field goal.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, you know, and by the way, if he makes them, you know, not that it matters because the game is meaningless, but you would win the game if he makes these field goals.
Yes.
He's been so good. Now, Justin Tucker's the gold standard. He's like 90.2%. Young Wei on his career is 88.5. So he's good.
He's good.
We know he's good. You've seen him, guys. You know, Carl and I used to joke around. I mean, for half of his career here in Atlanta since 2019. Okay, we're inside the 50. Kick it.
Yep.
You know, because our offense always bogs down. We don't even get to the red zone under Dan Quinn. So, and unfortunately under Arthur Smith as well. But yeah, and this guy's percentage on 50 and 50 plus yard kicks, he's 23-31 in his career, which is darn good.
It is.
But yeah, that's. Let's just hope that he squashes this. Now, team, now you're going to bring in a kicker to challenge him this week? Some teams do that in a situation like this. Hope that's not needed. But that's weird.
Well, it is weird. And that's the thing. And I saw, you know, some reports this weekend where people were like, I'm not worried about Young Wei Koo. I am.
Yes.
This is preseason.
Yes, I'm worried too.
You make these field goals. And you put us at ease. So, you know, say what you want. It wasn't about the wins and losses, but the fact that he missed not one,
not two,
but three.
Yeah. And you would have won the game, but again, 14-13. Some guys, I had a guy on Twitter, why didn't we go for the onside kick? Because no one gives a crap. You know, the new rules. I mean, who cares? You gotta go tell the other team, hey, by the way, we're going to onside kick. You know, one out of 15 chances
preseason,
works.
Preseason, man. It ain't that serious.
No, it's just Rob's like, let's just get on the plane and get the hell out of here.
Exactly right. All right, 404-726.
Why are we trying to win this game tactically? Because, again, because it doesn't count?
Nobody cares. 404-726-0929. I'm watching the Chiefs. Guys, the Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls. There's like six people in the stands, okay? Right. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is what it is. Now, that's an over-exaggeration, but the fact is it wasn't packed. This wasn't Chiefs Nation. I mean, it was you know, all right, decent crowd. But the fact is, that's the Chiefs, and they've won Super Bowls here these last couple of years. All right, Mike, with that, I want you to hear a couple of things we've been talking about. Justin Simmons was asked today about the famous recruiting dinner, which I mentioned to you guys Friday, I think it was last week, where they met and the players met, and now everybody's pretty much aware of it. But he was asked about it. This is what he said.
Chops is what sold it, honestly. No, I'm joking. Yeah, so Grady, AJ, and Jesse were the players there. Obviously, Coach Ra and Coach Ra was there. Terry was there, and so man, it was just a great dinner. You know, I'm familiar with Coach Ra and the defense that he runs, and so you know, a lot of it was kind of talking X's and O's, just philosophy, vision. Big things like that, and then really just getting a feel for the culture and the guys there. Obviously, you know, Jesse being acquired, you know, from Cincy, and then Grady playing his career here. AJ obviously being a you know, a cornerstone in the organization, and so just getting a feel from those guys, like from the transition from their old head coach to Coach Ra. What's the feel? How's the culture? What do you guys like? What do you guys dislike? You know, those types of questions. And man, it was a great dinner, and I know everyone saw that clip of Grady on Good Morning Football talking about, you know, the car and this is how they treat you in Atlanta. That did happen. So I will admit that did happen. But now I'm super excited to be here. This is what we were waiting for, an opportunity like this, and I can't wait to for this thing to get rolling.
I cannot like that.
Right. I mean, it's the kind of thing that we love to hear. You know, the guys are vibing. Hey, man. And Coach Ra, his rep, as we said, he's a guy, when he got his second chance to be head coach, everybody around the league was so excited. Didn't work out, guys. As we said, we've gone round and round on this. It wasn't his team. It wasn't the way he'd build this team when he took over for Dan Quinn. He's building this team in the model of what he's been around, what he's had success with the Rams. So, I mean, I'm stoked. And I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation, too, wouldn't you?
No doubt. Here's the thing, too. Somebody right now is like, I was at Chops that day and I didn't see him. Private room, okay? I understand.
When I was at Chops, I didn't see the NFL players.
Private room, all right? Here's the other thing. When they came out, nobody went, damn, those are some big dudes, and nobody's taking pictures. Like, if we were in any other town,
right.
All right, I'm just telling you guys, that Boston, right. New York, Chicago, somebody would be like, yo, man, I just saw six big dudes walk out of the back of Chops. And I think something's going on with the Falcons. Nobody knew about this. And then I got word Friday, and I mentioned this dinner thing, and now everybody's like, yo, how did I not know? I don't know what we're doing, Atlanta. Like, this kind of stuff cannot go unseen. I don't get it.
Yeah. I told you the story. We're up at Indy for the Indy 500, and we were at St. Elmo's, the famous steakhouse, and there was these two big dudes. Two guys look like Rosie Greer, right, sitting in the back of the room. And I said to my buddy Tom, I go, I'm going to guess they play for the Colts.
Yes.
Because there's a bunch of folks that were coming over, taking pictures, getting autographs. You know, I think one guy must have ran home and got a jersey and came back to St. Elmo's to get it signed. So it was two defensive linemen for the Colts. But you're right. In Atlanta, I don't think they were in the middle of the room. I think they were probably in the private room, doing their thing. Right?
And here's the other part, too. I think we've become a little spoiled. I'm just talking about our city. Because so many TV shows and films and all this stuff has been here. You run into people all the time. You're right. Minding your own business. You're in a coffee shop. All of a sudden, you see a famous actor. You're like, ah. Right. It's not a big deal. It is Black Hollywood for real. And, Mike, right. I think part of that is when people go out, they're just doing what they do because we have so many stars that live here or come here all the time.
Right, and you see it. It's funny. You know, it was Chris Pratt was playing golf at my golf course, Carl. There was some guy, he's like literally 65, and Chris Pratt's like, hey, you mind if I play with you? Sure. Then later on, he goes, so what do you do? I'm an actor. I'm here making a movie. You know,
I'm crazy.
I'm part of the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. A pretty big deal.
But it just, and the old guy tells his wife, and she says, you idiot. Guess we're the biggest movie stars in Hollywood right now. But you're right. It's all around.
It is. All right, man. Coming up, we got a lot more to get to. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL. Live well. Don't just live. Live well. I want you to hear more of Judon and Simmons, and we will. But when we come back, you'll hear Arch after the game talk to Taylor Heinicke. He played. Mike, they've got decisions to make after this third preseason game. And, of course, Raheem Morris talking about where the team is. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. It's Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Bad news for our Braves, as Austin Riley's out at least 8 to 6 weeks.
Unbelievable.
The Braves' options at third base are Nacho Alvarez.
Oh, boy.
Luke Williams in the short term.
Oh.
When Ozzy returns in a few weeks, according to our buddy Grant McCauley, Whit Merrifield, Mike, could also help out there.
You're getting just nothing offensively from any of those guys at third base.
You're not lying.
That's just where it's at. I mean, it's just, you know, and look, we've gone round and round, and this is one of the craziest seasons of all time. And maybe Ozzy. Now, again, yeah, we said if Ozzy comes back and Money Harris comes back, but not losing Austin Riley for the remainder of the season. So you just can't replace. That's irreplaceable based on what you have available on the roster. Just is.
Yeah. So we'll talk to, we got Grant on later today, Turtle. We will talk to him about this news. Braves are off today, but again, Phillies come in here and we were hoping to build some momentum. They went 6-4 on the road trip, guys, but this kind of, again, took all the air out of you when you said, all right, what's the situation with Austin Riley? And now we know he's going to be done at least for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. There was a story, you know, it's funny. Some folks have no sense of irony or get the joke, but I saw something on somebody did a funny meme today saying Ron Washington was thrown off the plane trying to come back to Atlanta and leave. Cause obviously the Angels aren't going anywhere either, but that's a nice road trip. Only as you said, just to have any kind of momentum or juice go right out the window. And the Phillies have been struggling for the most part, you know, and there was a little bit of controversy in Philly. They gave some of their starters the day off yesterday, and some say, look, you got to win every game now. You know, our good buddy John Kincaid was going bananas on his show in Philly about it because they're in a death struggle with the Dodgers for that number one seed.
Yeah, they are. So we'll talk more about this later through the show, but that is the news from the Braves. The news from our Falcons is our new two as Falcons have spoken. We'll let you hear more of what they had to say, including Matthew Judon today, basically saying, look, I'm going to work for it. But also his personal growth after he tore his bicep, which is interesting. You know, sometimes an injury can get you in a head mind space that you need to be in. Before we get to that, though, let's hear what happened after the game. Mike said it. Preseason game number 2. We just want to get past preseason game number 3. No Penix, but Taylor Heinicke did play a lot. And he was joined after the game by Dave Archer. Here's what he said.
Taylor, it certainly looked like the offense was in a better rhythm. I think it helped, obviously, to have a veteran presence like yourself in there. Offensive line play a little bit better. Tell me about how you guys operated.
Yeah, it was a lot smoother than last week, and that was the goal for this week. So, you know, Newsel at center, I have a lot of reps with him throughout the past couple of years, and he had the line going, and then, you know, receivers made plays, and, you know, it's football's a lot easier when you don't kill yourself, whether that's penalties or negative plays. So I'm proud of the guys. We did well. We just came up a little short at the end.
Tell me about the hookup with Chris Blair. You guys have played a lot together, too, in practice and this and that. You guys certainly had a hookup today.
Yeah, we brought in Chris last year during the season. He was on practice squad last year, so I had a lot of reps with him during scout team. And, you know, you saw it last year in the film. Like, he was making a lot of plays against our starting defense. So, you know, from then on, we've kind of had a great relationship, good chemistry. So, you know, our goal today was just to keep that going. So he had a great game. I wish I got him 9 more yards to get to 100. So we'll be chasing that next week, hopefully.
You certainly took care of your end of the bargain there. You took some big shots in the game, too. Tell me about that and staying in there. You haven't had a ton of reps this year in practice. So you're kind of doing it in the game, so to speak. Tell me about standing in there and delivering the rock.
Yeah, you know, you don't really like getting hit, but at the same time, you know, last time I got hit obviously was Miami, but before the time that was in Chicago last year, which is January. So as much as I hate getting hit, it is good to get hit for the first time. It kind of feels like, all right, I'm back in it. Kind of gets the nerves out of there. So after that first hit, I'm good to go. But, yeah, as a quarterback, you don't like getting hit.
You're a pro's pro, and there's things going on at the quarterback position that probably are a little bit out of your control, but you continue to work and stay at it. Tell me, give the fan a mindset of where Taylor Heinicke is.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, we brought Kirk in, and then I didn't know that we were going to draft Mike. So, you know, kind of taking a step back and look at it realistically, it's like, okay, what can I do to be on this team? And, you know, for me, it's to be prepared when, you know, if my number's called, and more so than that is coming to facility and trying to be a good teammate and a good person. So any chance I can get to help Kirk, to help Mike, to help John, you know, I'll do it, and I'll stay after and help them in any way they can. So, you know, that's kind of my mindset. You know, it's a dream come true to play in the NFL, and just trying to do it as long as I can.
Well, all those things came to roost today. It's pretty good to see you, bud.
Thank you.
Taylor Heinicke.
He's doing his thing. Look, you know, we had high hopes that when we finally, and I, you know, I was going bananas after week four. I wanted to see Heinicke in there. And unfortunately, I don't know if, was it Arthur's game plan or Heinicke's ceiling? Because he just didn't look like the Heinicke we saw when he was with Washington. Remember the, when he beat us, right, a few years ago. And it just didn't take off. And you and I were at the game in Nashville when he goes in the second half. And unfortunately, you know, yeah, he did give you some bounce. And then the defense went, well, enough about last year. But this year, fans just want to see, you know, Penix. You didn't get to see Penix Jr. You did get to see Chase McClellan, our sixth-round draft pick out of Alabama.
Yep.
And he averaged, what, 5.5 a carry? So that's not too shabby.
No.
And also, another guy that you and I have been talking about, and I think Chris mentioned at night, is Chris Blair. I know we've talked about you know, some of these dudes who look out for. Out of Alcorn State, 26 years of age, trying to stick with his team, either through special teams, but he's been a guy making a lot of catches. He was the one who caught that nice ball down the sideline from Penix in the week one of the preseason.
No doubt about it. So Taylor got a lot of the snaps on Saturday. This was Coach Ra after the game, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we're kind of just recapping against the Ravens. Again, our final preseason game will be Friday. Jacksonville here. It's our only one at home. 5 o'clock pregame, kicks at 7. And then leading up to between now and then, and they will not play, if you're asking. Justin Simmons is not playing. Neither is Matthew Judon. But they will get those guys up to snuff when it comes to, you know, the plays and the game plan and the things that they're expecting. And they'll be ready to go week one. The curious thing, Mike, and we'll talk about this in about 15 minutes, is the Steelers have a lot of things right now that people are asking questions about. This may not be as of a daunting task going into week one as we might have thought. I'm not saying it's going to be easy,
right,
but they still have a lot of questions coming after, you know, week two of the preseason. So we'll talk about it. Here's Coach Ra after the game with Dave Archer.
Raw, guys competed really well again today. Just tell me your overall impressions of how the guys went out there and played.
I love the way they went out there and played. They fought together. They fought hard. I like that last drive going down there, punching the ball in, you know, making it a chance to get a win out there and going for a two-point play. The guys had fun. They ran the ball well today. They played physical up front. I really felt the energy from the coaches. I loved everything about today other than not getting a win.
Tell me what you get out of it when you start to try to evaluate. I know we're a ways away from you having to pick the 53 guys you want on this roster, but what do you get out of that? Are you looking individually? Are you looking at groups? What are you looking at?
You know, you're looking at how people react. You're looking individually. You're looking at people going out there and executing some of the stuff that you've seen get done throughout the summer. You're watching guys tackle because it's one time you can evaluate those guys. You're watching guys break tackles. And we had a little bit of both on both sides, and those things are exciting. On special teams, obviously, we're looking at the kicking game and how it's going to work out and how it's going to play. You know, the operation of the punt, the operation of those things. That was a little bit of the down part of our day, but we'll get that fixed with Koo. We got all the confidence in the world in him.
A couple of individual guys I wanted to ask you about. Ruka Rororo and Brandon Dorlus. Certainly Damone Harris coming off the edge. Those three guys in particular were pretty physical and played well.
They certainly looked like it. You know, got Ruka's first sack. Got him a chance to get out there in some pass rush situations today, and he went out there and executed, which is showing us something else and how to get to the quarterback and some of those things. And, those guys seem like they're having fun, you know, and that's probably the most important thing for all of those guys. Damone is playing really, really strong, really heavy hands, setting edges, and I just enjoy watching him.
All right, a couple other guys, a couple of skill guys. Chris Blair showed up big for you, and Natrone Brooks, he was a beast on the edge.
You know, Chris Blair certainly had a bounce-back game from the fumble. You know, I know he came back last week and got the big play, but to come back and really put up 91 yards, I think, receiving or something like that, and catch some of the big plays over the middle of the field, that's all exciting for him. And Brooks, I mean, he played about as fast as you can play. He talked to me about playing middle linebacker in high school or something like that, but he was outstanding.
I know how proud you are of guys that aren't getting a lot of snaps in practice, yet they're dialed in and ready to go. Taylor Heinicke looked like he was one of those guys today.
That's certainly the formula we've been using. You know, we work out ones and twos, got a chance to rest a bunch of those guys today and to get those threes out there and some mixed in with some twos to watch those guys play. They don't get a bunch of snaps in practice. They don't set excuses. They lock in, load in their jog-throughs. They lock in, load in their walk-throughs and their coaching opportunities, and the opportunities they got showed today, and they went out there and played well.
All right, back in Mercedes-Benz next week.
I can't wait to get back to the Benz, man. It'd be fun. Get the guys out there, get a chance to walk around our stadium, let it get a good feel of our crowd, do some of those things. It'd be awesome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Art.
Raheem Morris with Dave Archer after the game. As we've been talking to you guys about what Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon said today, because, again, today was the first day we had a chance to visit with these guys as far as addressing the media, addressing the city. Falcon safety Justin Simmons says, "I was already in talks when the Judon trade happened. Pretty much called my agent and said, we got to get this thing done."
Right.
And I think the biggest thing is guys want to be here. They want to come. There's some juice. There's some excitement. There is something going on that for many years, Falcon fans felt like it wasn't. Like, for whatever reason, these guys aren't going to come. And that's just not the truth. I mean, guys, here's the deal. When you're an attractive franchise and you see what's going on from afar, and then you get a chance to visit with these guys up close and personal who are here, it's a no-brainer. So Justin wanted to be here, Mike. Judon wanted to be here.
You got to have a quarterback. It's a Kirk Cousins effect. You know, at the end of the day, this makes us a much more attractive destination. And to your point, yeah, I always love that when I hate it when I say I'm being ironical, when people go, oh, guys don't want to play. Guys will play here, but you got to give them a reason. We got to be, you know, we got to be going in the right direction. We haven't had a quarterback the last 2 years. We got a quarterback. We got skill positions. We got some pieces now. And the biggest issue that every Falcon fan was asking about going into this offseason was, you know, edge rush. And now you've addressed it. Now we see with these other guys, and maybe Rowe will be the dude that perhaps steps up. I was looking forward to seeing Braylon Trice in that rotation, but we've got a lot of young guys. Grady's back for the first. Remember, the thing about Grady, it's almost like getting a free agent when you consider he missed him for half of last year.
It really is, Mike. And this is going to sound silly, but I kind of think they've been hiding Rook. I'm just telling you. He can play. What you saw in that sack on Saturday, like him just running through a guy, I feel like, Mike, it's almost as if they've had him at practice. Think about it. We have hardly even discussed Rook on a day-to-day basis. He's been out there. He's been playing, but it's almost like, unleash him. And then all of a sudden, he goes out there and is just beating people up.
Right.
I'm not going to over-exaggerate this. I just think he's going to contribute more than what we expect as the season plays out. And now, Mike, it might even be better because he's got Judon on one side. Like this is going to make his job so much easier.
You got a 6'4 guy, but a biscuit shy of 300. I mean, he's just a stud. And you said it. I mean, he's like we always joke around about the Kool-Aid man and releasing the hounds. This is the dude. I think I'm guilty of it. I was expecting us to go corner in the second round. Mm-hmm. And we moved up for a guy that was perceived, again, pre-draft, a third rounder best. But I'll tell you what, to see Rook and to hear Rook, he's a likable dude, but he's also got some swagger and some edge.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. It is our text line, guys. You can hit us up. Lots going on today. We'll get to an NFL blitz. You know, the quarterbacks just across the NFL, ironically, and maybe it's not, the best rookie right now is Bo Nix. We're going to talk about this because Caleb Williams has played well, and he's expected to in Chicago. But Bo Nix, if you look at his drive, 6 out of 7 drives, Mike, have led to scores with Bo Nix.
And he passed the eye test, but the only thing he did wrong was be over the line of scrimmage on what would have been a nifty touchdown where he scrambled. But you're right. And then you're looking around, and you see, you know, I think Caleb Williams, we'll get into it because there's some things that you can like, and there's also things you go, oh, is he going to be like this all his career in Chicago? No, it's rookie experience, but it is interesting.
All right, so what did Caleb Williams say about the comparisons to Patrick Mahomes? Wait to hear this on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!